WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
At the opening kickoff of the Super Bowl this Sunday, linguist Jeff Nunberg will be sitting in front of the TV set like everyone else, but he'll have the sound turned down.
American writers in baseball. What a roster you could put together of the literary boys of summer. Lardner and Thurber, Malamud, Roth and Updike, Coover, Kinsella, and another dozen or so in the bullpen. But come November, the field empties out. In fact, somebody who knew this country only from its serious literature might be surprised to learn that Americans play football. Don DeLillo makes an interesting point in his 1972 novel End Zone, which is one of the few good football books I know of. He says, football is the one sport guided by language, by the word signal, the snap number, the color code, the play name. But if that's true, you'd think writers would be drawn to the game. Maybe it's just the language of football is so graceless. It's a pastiche of all the excesses of late 20th century corporate style. Listening to a Super Bowl is sort of like reading a sales brochure for a performance coupe. A lot of numbing jargon and technical detail wrapped in hype and bombast with a Roman numeral stamped on the package. Football is formations with names like flex, 4-3, 3-4, 2-5. It's job descriptions like H-back, defensive secondary, and offensive coordinator. It's those slow-motion NFL crunch films peppered with the words impact and awesome. And it's this strange way of always talking about the ball as the football, as in they're going to have to come back next quarter and show they can run the football. You don't hear this in other sports. Announcers don't say, Strawberry's been having trouble pulling the baseball, or Bird looks left and flips the basketball off to Paris for an easy two. But evidently the football is too solemn an object to permit familiarities. Now, none of this is an impediment for a writer like DeLillo. He's made a specialty of finding otherworldly rhythms in the metallic language of fast food menus, nuclear strategists, and assassination buffs. In End Zone, he mixes play calls and play-by-play into something that comes to sound like a cross between cyberpunk and cool mode. Blue Turk right, double slot, zero snag delay, monsoon sweep, string in left, ready right. Hobbs hit Deering on a pony out for 9. He worked the other sideline, and Spurgeon Cole was forced out after picking up 13. Hobbs came back with an opflux draw to Taft that picked up only 2. But while this is a tour de force, it's music with a limited range. Mind you, there's nothing about football itself that requires this kind of language. When you come down to it, after all, it's a very simple game. Leonid Brezhnev was once taken to see a Redskins game in Washington. When a reporter asked him what he thought, he said, all fall down, all get up. All fall down, all get up. That's pretty much the basic story. All the rest is commentary. And there was a time when the language of football was as elegiac and as corny as the language of baseball. This was back in the days of Hobey Baker and Grantland Rice, when people unapologetically referred to the ball as a pigskin. Fitzgerald caught the tone in This Side of Paradise, describing Amory Blaine's final game as a prep school quarterback. For those moments, courage flowed like wine out of the November dusk, and he was the eternal hero, one with the sea rover on the prow of a Norse galley, scraped and stripped into trim and then flung by his own will into the breach, finally bruised and weary but still elusive, circling an end, twisting, changing pace, straight-arming, falling behind the Groton goal line with 2 men on his legs in the only touchdown of the game. Now, I'll grant you this is a little ripe, but it's no more so than the baseball writing that Malamud and Kinsella are capable of when they go into extra innings. And unlike the modern language of football, its sins are forgivable. You can excuse yourself for feeling stirred by the Michigan fight song, but not by the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist associated with Stanford University and the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.